It's Tuesday, November 27th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The young missionary killed by the Sentinelese off the coast of India last week had trained for years to reach those people through All Nations, a missions training organization. The All Nations spokesperson, Mary Ho, said 26-year-old John Chow was, quote, a gracious and sensitive ambassador of Jesus Christ who wanted others to know of God's great love for them, end quote. In his last entry in his diary, John noted that he had made contact with some of the tribesmen on the island and had told them, quote, I love you and Jesus loves you, end quote, reports the Christian Post. In the Mark 16:15 passage, we read, And Jesus said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. A pastor and his son were brutally beaten in India's Telangana state on November 9th. A mob of 100 Hindu radicals attacked Pastor Christudasu and his son Hanak, putting them in the hospital for 3 days. Pastor Christudasu told International Christian Concern, quote, I doubted if we would survive with the kind of brutality I have seen and experienced. When my son came to my rescue, the attention was shifted onto him, and he was brutally attacked with punches and beatings. He is still not normal with all the internal pains and bruises, even after more than 2 weeks since the incident. End quote. The Taiwanese voted in 3 separate referendums over the weekend to support God's institution of marriage between a man and a woman and to oppose homosexual faux marriage, reports Christian Headlines. 73% of Taiwanese voters backed the referendum holding to the traditional one-man, one-woman definition of marriage. However, the more radicalized High Court of Taiwan ruled last year to legitimize the same-sex perversion of marriage, and the Taiwanese government has announced that the people's referendum will have no effect upon the court-ordered perversions. Also, the more pro-China party won the national election over the weekend, marking a new direction for the nation of Taiwan. Another $1 billion of taxpayer money went into a spacecraft landing on Mars yesterday. NASA's InSight space vehicle landed on the red planet after a 6-month journey covering some 300 million miles, reports the Associated Press. The previous space vehicle, Rover, covered 12 miles of Mars' surface. InSight is expected to explore more of the interior of the planet. And NASA isn't done spending money on Mars yet. The next vehicle, Rover 2, is planned for a landing in February of 2021. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control that was put out last Wednesday shows that the overall numbers of abortions in the United States decreased by 2% between 2014 and 2015. However, the report also indicated that chemical abortions are on the rise. The World View spoke to Cheryl Sullinger of Operation Rescue on why these chemical abortions are perceived as a quote-unquote more convenient way to take the life of a child.
I think that's because they're being sold to women, they're being marketed to women, especially by Planned Parenthood. But what they don't tell women is that they have a higher rate of complications than surgical abortions, and that it could take hours or even days in order for the abortion to take place, and it's very unpredictable. And in the meantime, they can experience a lot of pain, a lot of contractions, cramping. It can be very painful. So it's not really as glamorous as they want to make it sound, but they're marketing it because they have these clinics. And the reason they have these clinics that only offer medication abortions is because they have a lower overhead there.
Job 34:21 reminds us, the Lord's eyes are on the ways of man, and he sees all his steps. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. Christian Today reports that a bill that would have legalized abortion in Northern Ireland and decriminalized late-term abortion in England and Wales failed to pass a parliament vote on Friday. Prime Minister Theresa May had opposed the bill. Praise God! Some babies survive the attempts to murder them. A medical doctor named Brent Bowles posted a Facebook picture of him holding a baby who survived a chemical abortion. The post has gone viral with this comment by Dr. Bowles. Quote, "When a woman takes the abortion pill, she often immediately regrets it. This patient did exactly that. The abortion providers will lie and tell people that there is no way to reverse it. That is not true. This patient found abortionpillreversal.com, and I am on the panel of pro-life providers who are willing to try to reverse the poison they were given." End quote. And finally, a good Samaritan saved the life of a 7-month-old baby in a Golden Corral restaurant in South Carolina on Thanksgiving Day, reports WMBF News. The baby appeared to be choking to death when a woman named Deborah Rouse stepped in to hit her multiple times on the back. Her mother, Hannah Marie Jarvis, said on Facebook that Rouse, quote, "saved my baby from choking to death. Most importantly, thank you, Jesus, for hearing our desperate cries for Callie this Thanksgiving afternoon. Christ was with us today. Christ made sure that he was going to protect my baby today, and that's just what he did." End quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, November 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.